I'm Sanchi Murison from TLAP, which stands for Think Local Act Personal, and I'd like to welcome you to our short podcast about making it real. I'm here today with Kate Sibthorpe from the National Co-Production Advisory Group. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Sanchi. I'm really pleased to be here today.
Kate, tell me how you got involved with this stuff.
Okay, so I'm mum to a young woman who has learning disabilities and autism, and just from our lives and knowing how things are, I really want things to be better for everybody.
Kate co-chaired the new Making It Real group, and we're going to talk about what Making It Real is and how to use it. This is following a Twitter poll that we did, which showed that some people are a little bit confused about what it actually is. So Kate, start by telling us a bit about it. Is it a report? Is it a project or what?
Okay, well, I see it as a tool. It's something that people can use on a very practical level. So don't put it in a drawer and shut it away. We want people to use it very practically to start having conversations about what good care and support looks like for people who access health and social care services. It's a collection of statements that have been written from the perspective of people who work in services and people who access services. So there are I statements and we statements.
So Making It Real is basically a set of statements, and how do people use that to encourage good conversations and to find out what good care and support is going to look like for them?
For me, the statements give you a starting point from which to really unpick what good support looks like. It's very accessible because they're written from the perspective of people. It's been completely co-produced, so it's very rooted in real experience. We've used it recently in Shropshire, for example, where we had workshops with loads of people who both worked for the council and who used their services, and were very, very creative with it. So we used the statements to prioritise what was working well already in the area, but also what needed to be improved on. And for me, Making It Real is very much about continual improvement. People want to keep getting better at providing really good services for people.
Yeah, sure. And I understand some people are using it as a kind of self-assessment tool as well. So they might be kind of working out where they are and how good they are at some of those statements. Is that right?
You can certainly, as an organisation, you could look at the statements and think, you know, are we doing this and are we doing that? For me, you can't do that without talking to the people who then are using your services. So you might think you're doing something particularly well, but when you talk to people, they might say, well, actually, you need to do a bit better on that. Some people have tried using it as a way of measuring progress as well. So you can have like a really simple monkey survey, which say uses a number of I statements, and you can ask people to respond, you know, where they think the service is against those I statements in January or whenever, and then 6 months later go back and ask them the same questions, and it's quite a quick way of getting some feedback.
Yeah, I think we might mean Survey Monkey, not Monkey Survey there, but I think most people will understand exactly what that is. And of course, one of the important things about Making It Real, and as you've just mentioned, is the importance of co-production. It's a massively important area for TLAP, is working with people and making sure that everyone has an equal voice. And we're really proud that Making It Real involved quite so many people and groups in its production, and now in the way that it's being rolled out across the country and through different services and different organisations and councils that are using it.
I think using Making It Real can really help co-production, because in my experience, there's often a lot of tension between people who access services and people providing them, and quite often the sort of conversations start because things have gone wrong. And if you get together and talk around a statement, it gives you this catalyst for really unpicking things and exploring what it means and how you're doing in that area of work without it being really personal. So it's great, I think, for working with groups of people who access services. And indeed, I think people could use them themselves and have their own conversations and invite their local authority or their CCG or their housing provider even in to come and talk about things. So you can start using it, I think, from either end, whether you're working in services or whether you're a group of people who access services.
I think that's a really, really brilliant description and some great practical ideas of how you might use it. If you want to find out more about Making It Real, then you can go on the TLAP website. There are lots of blogs, films, resources to help you. You can download the document itself. And if you want to find out more about TLAP itself, please sign up for our e-newsletter on the website and do look out for more podcasts on personalisation, co-production and thinking differently about social care. But in the meantime, thank you very much, Kate. That's it for now. Goodbye.
Bye.